Hey guys, I know it's been a while. I owe you guys a podcast. Sorry about my little break I took there, but no real reason. Just need to leave podcasts every once in a while. The Price is Right. This is a crazy hand. I was in the big blind with 3-4 offsuit, and the button, it was folded to the button who limps for $3. This was a 1-3 game. The small blind throws in $2 more, and I tap the table with my 3-4 offsuit. The flop comes out 10-5 deuce with two spades, so I flopped an open-ended. The small blind immediately bets $5, and I call with my open-ended, and the button folds. The turn was a beautiful card, ace of clubs, so I have the stone-cold nuts. Now, the small blind comes out and bets $15. What do you think I should do here? Okay, I'll give you a minute. Okay, you got it? We should raise, right? Because we don't want to be tricky. There's just no reason to be tricky here, and the small blind looks like he likes his hand. So I raised to $50, 5-0, and he starts counting out what looks like raising chips, and I am just loving this. This is the greatest. Like, come on, man, raise it. So he makes it 100 with about $75 behind. So what should we do? Same idea with his turn bet. We should raise it and go all in. And I do. And he calls me. Yeah, the river was an offsuit queen. So there is one hand that beats me, King Jack. But that's almost impossible for him to have King Jack at this point. So he turns over pocket aces. Pocket aces. He got cute with pocket aces, turned what looked like the nuts to him, could not wait to get all his money in, and I stacked him. So can you guys figure out what the lesson might be here? Well, the name of this podcast is The Price is Right, because my call of the $5 was perfect. I mean, easy lesson, easy hand, but guys, and ladies, whoever's listening to this, please do yourself a favor. Don't get tricky with pocket aces. Don't get tricky with any hand. Just like I didn't get tricky when I had the nuts and he bet the turn and I raised him big, or big enough. And when he comes back over the top, I just stuck it all in. No trickiness for me, extreme trickiness from his part. Don't get tricky and you'll get the money. The other hand that has to do with The Price is Right is, this one's a little bit complicated. You may want to get a pencil and paper and actually write this one down, because it's a little bit tricky to visualize in your head. Maybe when I put this podcast on YouTube, I will put a diagram for this. But this one, a person in mid to early position was a man. He made it $15. And there was two callers behind him. They happened to be a woman. So I'll say a woman one and woman two call him. They were to his immediate left. Okay. So the last woman was in the cutoff. So they're all in line there. And what happened was he made it $15 in a 1-3 game, and the women both called. The flop came out queen 10-7 rainbow. Queen 10-7 rainbow. And he bet $30 into 45. The first woman called and the second woman made it $100. The guy acted like he didn't like it too much, but he slowly calls the $100. And now the second woman, the woman in the middle, she goes all in for $166. Okay? It did not reopen the betting, by the way. So the woman that had originally raised to 100 cannot raise again. So the second woman called, and now the man looks all flustered and feels someone may have him beat. I'll tell you his hand in a minute. But he folds for $66 more. I think if I did my math correctly, there's $45 pre-flop. And after each put in 100, that's $345. And after the two women put in a total of $130, That's what, 470? Okay, so it's almost $500. So it's going to cost him $66 to win about 470. I think I'm off by a dollar here or there. It doesn't matter. So he folds, get ready for this, pocket aces. He folds pocket aces because apparently he felt there was just too much pressure from these women and he was probably beat. The board runs out brick, brick. And the first woman shipper had ace queen for top pair, top kicker. And the second woman, drum roll, had pocket kings. And he was sick that he threw away the winner. Okay, so what happened here? What happened was he should have never folded pocket aces there. It's just his price was right, whether he's beat or not. He was getting like he was getting like 9-1 on his money. It's an easy call, and he just incorrectly thought he was beat, but he ignored the fact that he was getting an incredible price. And who knows? The turn might go check, check, and the other woman doesn't put a lot of pressure on him, and he wins easily anyways. It was just a terrible fold. So there you go. Pay attention to the price you're getting and play accordingly. Have fun, guys, and we'll see you at the tables. Well, thanks for listening. That's going to wrap things up for today. Please keep in touch. You can send me a voicemail at my email address. That would be great. And we'll see you next time. My email address is chesbrough@gmail.com. That's spelled C-H-E-S-E-B-O-R-O-U-G-H.